City is through to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup.
Can't get my head around it. We look like scoring quite a lot of the match there. And very proud of the boys. Really proud of them.
It was epic.
Our supporters, they're Premier League, them supporters, and they've had very limited success at this football club over recent years, and they're Premier League. They deserve this moment, and I'm so pleased for them, and to be able to share it with them was great.
This is all the magic of the FA Cup. Non-league Lincoln City are about to take on Premier League side Arsenal. This is the furthest the Imps have ever got in the competition. They've previously made the fifth round, but that was back in 1902. While Arsenal hold the joint highest number of FA Cup trophies at 12, last winning it in 2015 against Aston Villa. But Imps manager Danny Cowley says they're taking it in their stride.
Success for us looks like playing at our very, very best. And if we can do that under the intense scrutiny of playing against world-class players in front of 60,000 people, then we'll be better as a consequence. We'll be better individually and we'll be better collectively.
But who would have thought such a historic run that's captured the nation would have started with a 0-0 draw against fellow non-league side Guiseley back in October. After pushing past them in a replay, it was then an easy win over Altrincham. Then the challenges began for Lincoln. They were drawn against League One outfit Oldham. They dominated early on, with the Imps winning 3-2. The supporters were already proud of the team at this point. Here's lifelong City supporter Chris Ashton.
Absolutely fantastic for a non-league club to get through to the third round. A great achievement, and it's a great achievement. And well deserved for all the work put in by Danny and Nicky and all the players.
Then Ipswich. 5,000 fans travelled to watch the first game. It was tense. Lincoln were winning. They had a 2-1 lead over Ipswich, approaching the final whistle. But the Imps' defences slipped in the 86th minute. The end result was 2-2, meaning a replay at Sincil Bank. Again, fans were just enjoying the journey.
Very exciting days. Good for the club, good for the city.
We're so excited, actually. My daughter, I've got to go and get tickets for them, for my grandson and my granddaughter. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Everything's great at the moment, isn't it? We're flying high.
Excitement was building around the club, and in particular around the two brothers seen as turning the club's fortunes around, Danny and Nicky Cowley.
Hello, everybody. How are we on?
Before the Ipswich replay, they caused a bit of a stir by signing a contract keeping them at the club for the next 5 years. They haven't even been at Sincil Bank for a year, joining last May. That's also when the former PE teachers became full-time managers. However, on the same day, there was also some tragic news.
Football clubs, as well as fans across Lincolnshire, have been paying tribute today to former England manager Graham Taylor. He's died aged 72 of a suspected heart attack. Graham grew up in Scunthorpe, where he started his career as an apprentice at the old showgrounds. He later went to play at Grimsby Town and then managed Lincoln City before leading the national squad in 1990. Imps manager Danny Cowley described Taylor as a footballing legend.
Tragic news, really, really sad news. Obviously, had a fantastic managerial career, had a wonderful career, and if we can achieve half of what he did, then we'll be very successful managers.
Lincoln City chairman Bob Dorrian says Graham Taylor will be well remembered by all at Sincil Bank.
Graham was somebody that was very much into the community aspect of joining up with the footballing public, and he created a lot of goodwill amongst the footballing public of Lincoln.
The Ipswich replay was a chance to pay their respects to Graham Taylor. There was also the added pressure of playing live on national TV. Here's Cathy Green's report from the night.
Just under 10,000 supporters packed into the stadium to cheer on their Lincoln City heroes, and they didn't disappoint. The first half saw a number of chances for the Imps, but they couldn't quite get the final touch. The second half was more even, with Ipswich putting in an improved performance, and as the clock counted down to the 90-minute mark, extra time seemed inevitable. Then, in added time, Lincoln pressed forward and up popped Nathan Arnold to slot home the winner in decisive style. We spoke to him just a few minutes after the goal.
We've gone toe-to-toe with the Championship team, and we knew if we could take it long we'd have every chance of winning, and I thought we thoroughly deserved the game over the two legs.
For the fans, it was a night to remember.
I mean, this is everything, isn't it? We've waited for something like this for years. This is just awesome.
Dylan is 11 years old. He has this message for his favourite player, Nathan Arnold.
Yes, Nathan! Thank you for scoring the goal.
For the next round, Lincoln were drawn against Championship side Brighton, who are currently flying high and looking for promotion. In the run-up to this game, goalie Paul Farman said one of the many positives around this has been getting nice messages from fans.
It is quite nice to just be in Asden. Someone stops you and says, oh, good luck. Oh, well, you done well the other night. And it is nice, and it's always nice to be told you're doing well at your job.
It was another sellout for the Brighton game at Sinsel Bank, and it impressed. Matt Soans was following the action.
It's Robinson in on goal, and Robinson has scored! Oh, it was a catastrophic mistake at the back from Brighton. It's Lincoln City 3, Brighton and Hove Albion 1.
That was the dream moment for Lincoln City, the goal that sealed their place in the fifth round of the FA Cup. It seemed clear from the start that City were more than able to go toe-to-toe with the Championship leaders. An apparent early goal from Theo Robinson 8 minutes in was ruled out as offside. A goal from Richie Towell then put Brighton 1-0 up. City's chance came early in the second half. Theo Robinson was dragged down in the Brighton box, leading to a penalty. Sinsel Bank roared as Alan Power slotted in the Imps' first goal. Then a total surprise. Just 5 minutes after the equaliser, a Nathan Arnold cross deflected off visitor Fikeo Tomori, leading to an own goal. 2-1 to Lincoln City. City were relentless in maintaining their lead, but a defending slip-up from Albion saw Matt Reid give Theo Robinson a chance at the goal. He scored. The final score, 3-1 to Lincoln City. Alan Power couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable. There was a bit of pressure on it, but I felt 100% comfortable. I put it away. Crazy, isn't it? But I tell you what, the lads deserve it. The walk we put in and day out.
Neither could these fans.
It was amazing.
You know, has it really happened? You know, we've beaten a Championship side and we're in the last 16.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah, it was. It was absolutely great.
By now, the Imps had easily got past League One and Championship sides. So for the fifth round, they were finally drawn against one of the competition's big boys. They got Premiership side Burnley, but it was clear they weren't treating it as just a day out. Here's Danny Cowley.
We deserve to be there. We've beaten two Championship teams over three games. We beat a League One team. We deserve this opportunity, and we deserve to stand toe-to-toe with Burnley.
They went into the game as the underdog, but surprised the crowd by holding their own for most of the game. And then, in the final moments...
They've won! Lincoln City have gone through into the last eight of the FA Cup!
Sean Raggett was the man who made history, getting the Imps into the FA Cup quarter-finals. The first time for a non-league club in 103 years.
It's been crazy. I think they could have given us the whole stadium here at Burnley and it would have been full of Lincoln fans. So they've been unreal, and the buzz around the city at the moment is crazy. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it, yeah.
So far, Lincoln City have shared this journey with fellow non-league side Sutton United. They were knocked out by Arsenal in the last round. Manager Paul Duswell's hoping for the best for the Imps.
The non-league teams this year and Millwall have redressed the balance for the FA Cup. This is the most interest that any game I think could have got in the country, Sutton United versus Arsenal. Lincoln now are going to go and get exactly the same profile. Massively good luck to them as well, and enjoy this, enjoy what's coming.
And that's not the only message of luck for Lincoln City. When they beat Burnley, they got thousands of messages, some from football legends and celebrities. They've even been discussed by the Prime Minister in the House of Commons. You could argue that even Theresa May is an Imp supporter now.
I'm very happy also to congratulate Lincoln City on the success that they have shown, and that we wish them every well for the future.
Around 9,000 Imps fans are going to be at the Emirates as part of a 60,000-strong crowd there. Now, for some, it could be daunting to be about to face some of the world's best players, but most people aren't Danny Cowley.
We could play our very, very best, and they could still take the game away from us. We understand that, but we also have a real belief about us. We're winners, we're used to winning, we enjoy winning, and if it is a 1 in 1,000 chance, we go there believing that it's going to be that one chance.
We'll find out if this is the end of a magnificent story, or if Lincoln City could pull off another giant killing this evening. The game kicks off at 5:30.